The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen Sheehan is with me from Off The Ball, one of the several sore heads knocking around the Off The Ball corner studios today after the celebrations last night. How did it go?
Very well, very well. It was a really, really special
night. Sound like
night.
You've won in All-Ireland. What's it like there in City West, Owen? Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like this a couple of times over the last month, I think. It was a really, really special night. It was just great for John Giles to get the send-off that he got last night. You do have an appreciation in some respects to how important he was as a football man down through the years, but it's only really when you speak to the likes of Joe Jordan and Eddie Gray, his former Leeds United teammates, that you get a true appreciation of how special he was. And there was just so many moments last night where it felt like we were eavesdropping on a Leeds United dressing room in 1970, the way they were speaking to one another and the conversations you just know that they've had hundreds of times in private. It was a great honour to be able to be on that stage with them and to be able to see that firsthand. So looking forward to people getting a listen to that now over the coming days and Off The Ball.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure Gerard Gilroy will have mention of it as well when he's here after six. But let's talk then about the weekend sporting action and Premier League, really, the only show in town. So Liverpool are out tonight.
They're out tonight. They're up against Bournemouth at 8 p.m. So we've got to get used to more when it comes to the Premier League this season, because they're really expanding into Friday nights, Saturday nights, Monday nights, and they're trying to utilise all the available windows that they have for games. So there's going to be a greater volume of, say, Saturday night games this season as well. Sky, if they've been advertising since the end of last season, have more games, and they've doubled down as this on the Premier League as their prized possession. And it is, look, we get back into this roller coaster that will consume us as sports fans over the next 9 months, this I guess unstoppable juggernaut of a machine that is the Premier League. But it's exciting that it's back. Liverpool, Bournemouth this evening, and then Aston Villa, Newcastle gets the weekend underway tomorrow at 12:30. Very unpredictable at this point, Kieran, with regards to where the trophy's going to end up next May. Liverpool are favourites and they've spent a heap of money, but in a weird way, it's going to take a while for us to be sure that they are deserving of that favourites tag, because there's no question that the players that they've signed are potentially amazing. It has to take some time for the jigsaw to come together.
Yeah.
If Liverpool start the season well and they win their first five games, this could be as dominant as last season, but I wouldn't necessarily expect that. And of course, the cloud that overhangs everything is the death of Diogo Jota and a group of players who are grieving still, no doubt, going into this season. There are lots of variables with Liverpool, and when you have a title favourite with lots of variables about them, it makes it exciting and unpredictable.
Okay, what about then the contenders? We're not going to go through everybody. We'll just go through the main contenders. We will be talking about everybody over the next few weeks and months ad nauseum. Arsenal, are they kind of chief contenders?
You'd have to say so at this point. It really is now or never for Mikel Arteta. They've signed big over the course of the summer as well. Their big signing was Viktor Gyökeres, the Swedish striker who will lead the line this season. It was a problem position for them last year. They didn't have a number nine who could score goals, and they obviously had a couple of injury problems. So they've added depth this season as well in midfield. So they're in a better position this year. So it might actually come down to, you know, the top 6 inches here. Do they have the mentality to actually go after this and actually, you know, win big games in March, April, May? To be fair, they weren't even in the mix, I would argue, come April last season. But you could argue in that Paris Saint-Germain game in the Champions League, they crumbled a touch. So there's still a mental question for me with Arsenal. For these players, it's still a young group. But for Arteta, it's a very, very big
first 2 months. That's do or die, as you say, isn't it, really? Like, if they don't do it this year, haven't spent the money, because I guess that's the fallback he's had, is that they maybe haven't been able to secure the right players at the right time. And if they don't do it this year... Yeah, he's done well with them, but you'd have to say it's probably time up.
Definitely. And look,
I can't believe we haven't even started the Premier League season and we've resigned our first manager.
Yeah. But it is true. Now, the flip side is that they could go and win their first few games as well, and then all of a sudden you're like, right, they're in there and they could be title favourites. They go to Old Trafford on Sunday, and talking about, you know, unpredictability.
Yeah, let's talk about United then. Where are United?
Where are United, Kieran? That is a really, really good question. We'll know a bit more on Sunday, but I'd say it'll take us a little bit longer to truly figure out what these new signings are going to do for the prospects of this club. Like, they finished closer to the relegation places last season than they did to the top half of the table. Even allowing for that, I would say that they have to be targeting European qualification at the end of the season. Such is the money that they've spent, and they got their 3 new attacking signings out on the pitch there for an unveiling there recently in Šeško, Cunha and Brian Mbeumo. So there's three outstanding players, two of which we've seen in the Premier League over the past couple of seasons. They are two amazing Premier League players, we already know that. But we have seen Old Trafford become a talent vortex in the past. Could this happen again to these players? You wouldn't be particularly surprised. Yeah, like, what is the thing that you can say about Manchester United now that's like a bit of a hot take? Or like, what would be the unpredictable thing that would happen with Manchester United? There is nothing. Like, you can predict that United will qualify for the Champions League, and I'm like, fair enough. You could say that Manchester United could get relegated, and you're like, well, they did finish, what, 17th last season, so fair enough. There is no prediction off the table when it comes to United. Okay. Anything could happen this season. So in a weird way, because of that, there's almost like a boredom when it comes to predicting what will happen with them, because everything is on the table.
Well, there was a boredom predicting Manchester City a couple of years ago. It was just, you know what I mean? They won it last year, they'll win it this year, in all likelihood. Where are they now?
They're better than they were last season because they're going to have Rodri on the pitch for the majority of the season. He has had an injury setback. He's going to be back after the international break, but they've bolstered in midfield. I mean, Erling Haaland maybe wasn't at his best all season long, but he is still, without question, the best number nine in the Premier League. And if Mo Salah is going to potentially age a little bit over the next couple of seasons, he's probably the best attacker in the Premier League now at this point. So they still have that. They still have an amazing manager, an amazing team. We will find out how big the malaise was within a few weeks. They go to Molineux tomorrow evening at 5:30. It's a tricky enough opener.
Yeah. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4:00 on News Talk.